Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back here to 95.7 The Game. Dre Greenlaw, our guest today, as we go inside the 49ers locker room, presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Visit your local Chavez supermarkets for all of your beef and your tailgate needs. Already in his fourth NFL season, all with the Niners, who drafted him out of Arkansas in the fifth round back in 2019. He is having his best season. He is their leading tackler. It's the most ferocious defense in the NFL. All pro votes certainly coming his way. I have a feeling we're going to see Dre Greenlaw in a Pro Bowl, if they even really play those anymore. Just 25 years old, needless to say, the future is bright. The present is very bright. Dre, thank you very much for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. Can't complain.
I want to start with your autograph hunting of Tom Brady. What a great story. I know that you and Fred Warner were talking about, should we do it? Are we going to go up to him? Are we going to ask him to sign this football? Did anyone try to talk you guys out of that?
Nah, nobody really talked us out. But, you know, majority of the guys probably was like, yeah, man, he's just going to go to the locker. So, yeah, he's probably just going to leave the game. And probably about a minute left for the fourth quarter. I just watched him the whole time just to see what he was going to do. And once I saw him coming that way, I ran to him, and yeah, and got it done.
So did you have the pen with you? Did you have the Sharpie?
Oh, I was fully prepared, man. I was ready for it. All you had to do was sign it.
Brady even admitted, you know, he can be spicy. Yeah, after a game, especially when they lose, did you get any apprehension, or did it feel like the right thing to do right away?
I could tell that he was upset, man, and just knowing how he is after the game, man, I can just tell by his demeanor that he really wasn't trying to sign the ball. So I actually came to him and I was like, man, I want you to sign these balls, but I ain't gonna let you do it, man. You look like you're going through a lot of. He was cool about it, man. And then Fred came up and he asked, did you get those balls signed? And I had to go for it. Then I was like, yeah, you got to sign these balls.
Dre Greenlaw here talking about getting Tom Brady's autograph. You even called yourself, what, a fangirl? you called him the greatest of all time. And what was it like to line up across from him, playing all that pre-snap chess game that he's running all afternoon? I know he didn't play, you know, the game that he wanted to play, but, you know, do you just feel the man's greatness when you're out there on the field with him?
Yeah, no doubt, man. Just watching tape, it really tells it all. Just the way that he's able to look off defenders and his pre-snap reads and how fast he is with getting the ball out of his hands. It's all the things that he do that just make him to be a great quarterback. And with him, what makes him so great about all those things is he know how to do it and when to do it. You know when to, eye the receiver down to just give him the ball, or, you know, if you want to look away and then, you know, come scan the field and come back and go all the way to the fourth read, you can do that. So it's just about, you know, being honest and true, to your coverage. But, I mean, he just does a good job of just, you know, just manipulating with his eyes and everything.
My last question about this autograph. Where's the football now?
Yeah, it's at home in a very safe spot away from my son. he saw me with the football after the game. He go, football, and he takes it and drops it on the ground, and somebody had a heart attack. So it's put up in a nice, tight spot until I can get me a little frame for it.
Getting more to the defensive side of the ball and your entire team, Was there a game or a moment within a game when you felt like, hey, this is the defense we've been meant to play all year?
For sure. I mean, there's been, you know, times throughout games that I felt like, you know, we were just dominating, and I felt like, you know, we shouldn't, you know, when you got that feeling and you're playing so good and your team's playing so good, it gives you a feeling that nobody really belongs on the field with you. You know, that's what we kind of tell ourselves when we're out there, and we can feel ourselves dominating. So, and for now, it's just about trying to keep it going and keep it rolling, and just having that confidence throughout the rest of the season so we can finish strong.
But was there a game before the Tampa game where you felt that way? Maybe the first time you guys felt that way all year?
I mean, like I said, it's really just been throughout the whole season, man. Like, we've had times where, you know, we're getting out the field, through and out, back at the back of the back, and it's like, man, it's pretty easy, man. So, you know, it's always times, and it's going to be some teams that give you some challenges, and I mean, everybody got great players. So, you know, it's some times where, you know, you're not sure. You're just like, man, you know, you got to really look deep inside. But, you know, when you're clicking and everything's working together, man, you definitely get that feel that, man, like, we could do this every play, every snap, and do it every week.
Dre Greenlaw here on 95.7 The Game. I think one of the hard-to-find natural resources in professional sports, all professional sports, is consistency. You know, free agency, player turnover, injuries, they happen all the time. You get drafted the year after Fred Warner, and the two of you guys have been playing together since that happened. How much is that responsible, knowing the other's instincts and the way you almost non-verbally communicate with each other? How much of that is part of your success as a linebacking group this year?
Oh, no doubt. It's huge. Just whenever you got, you know, a guy like Fred that's, you know, that's smart, you know, that can go sideline to sideline just as, you know, just like you. You know, when you've been playing together for so long, you kind of just got a good feel for each other about how each other's going to play, you know what I mean? You know, like, the type of guy that, you know, each other are, and just kind of just based off our fits, based off our angles, based off just being next to each other all the time, just kind of usually got a really good feel for where that other person's going to be. And, you know, just the way that we play, man, you know he's always going to be there just because of the way that, you know, how he practices, and that's how he play every day, you know? He's the guy that's always going to be there, that's always going to be at the ball. And, I mean, when you got a guy like that as beside you, and it just brings confidence to you as well, and it allows you to play off each other.
How different is Geno Smith's Seattle Seahawks when compared to Russell Wilson's Seattle Seahawks?
So, just on Geno, period, I mean, I've just been really impressed by him, and, you know, the way that he's been able to handle everything that's been thrown his way, and the way he's responded, just the way that he's been playing football. So, just the difference between them, I mean, I think Geno's just a better thrower altogether. I mean, he's able to make, just like Russell was, every ball, but I just think Geno's a lot more decisive with it. He kind of opens it out for everybody, and he's able to just create plays by using his legs as well. I think Russell, you know, they both look to throw the ball while they're running, but I think Geno is just more effective with it, just has a little bit more speed. So, you know, he can turn a lot of those third downs into first downs a lot easier than I feel like that Russell could. But they both play a very similar game, just the way the offense is set up for them. You know, we kind of run the same offensive scheme that Russell was in, so it's very similar in the way that they play.
Massive opportunity in Seattle, obviously. You can clinch the NFC West title, guaranteeing a home game for the playoffs. Like, considering everything that's happened this season, all the injuries that you've dealt with, you're on your third string quarterback, for goodness sakes. How sweet would it be to clinch this bad boy in Seattle?
Yeah, it'd be huge. You know, just for the whole team, period. You know, just to be able to just be able to get that win and know that no matter who's out there, no matter, you know, what guy's up, you know, we know that we got faith in, you know, whoever's up. And, I mean, it's going to show the type of team that we got. And I think everybody is ready for the challenge, no matter who who's their quarterback, who's, you know, who's in the game. I think everybody just go out there and just give it their all, that, you know, we'll be more than happy with the outcome of it.
How often do you think back to the, what was it, 2019? Yeah, your rookie year, the goal line tackle that secured the one seed for the 49ers. Like, do you feel good going up playing in Seattle since you made a massive play in your career up there?
That play don't really determine how I feel, but when I go up there to play, I guess as far as just, you know, I guess confidence, I mean, I don't really think about it, you know, too much when I'm up there. Honestly, just because the weeks go by so fast, man, you don't get time to reminisce too much in the NFL. But I mean, it was just such a crazy play. It's even hard to go back and reminisce on it now. But it was just such a crazy play, and I know those fans, they bring a lot of energy and to the stadium and to the game, and I'm expecting that Thursday. And and yeah, man, it was just exciting play, and it was fun to be a part of.
Is having a 10-day break after this game better than only having a 3-day break before this game is lousy?
Yeah, anytime you can get more days before a game, it's better on your body. You know, the fresher you feel, the better you play. For sure, I think plays a hand in it, but it don't matter if it's 2 days, 4 days, 10 days. I mean, I thought we're going to be ready to play regardless. So, yeah.
Dre Greenlaw here on Damon and Ratto. So, you know, you guys have dealt with a lot of things thrown at you this year. And a lot of teams, you know, they want to talk about next man up mentality, but they just don't have the talent. They don't really have the depth to back it up. Your team seems to. Is there something about the 49ers that lends itself to so seamlessly, like, you know, really live up to the cliche of next man up? Is it the talent, the depth, the construction of the roster, the coaching, a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I think you hit it, man. It's a little bit of everything. Just, we got a great system here that we play. You know, everybody here is on board with, you know, what we want to get done on defense and offense. And I think everybody just, the coaches and the guys here, the main officers, just did a great job of getting guys that love to play football, you know what I mean, no matter what, where they're playing, or, you know, what position, what string. We just got a bunch of football players. So with that, it just gives us confidence, you know. You, no matter what, when you go out there and you got, you know, 10 other guys that's fighting balls to the wall, and, you know, you're the new guy on the team, and you haven't been out there, but you see everybody, you know, fans having fun and going balls to the wall, you know, you just kind of just follow and join in. And it's just part of the culture that they got built here. And I think everybody just kind of just, you know, they see how hard the next man is working, and they just put their foot in, and everybody just goes to work.
Tell me a little bit about Brock Purdy. As you're playing against him as a scout team quarterback, did you think, man, this guy's got something? And after seeing what he's done almost 2 whole weeks in a row at Levi's Stadium, how confident are you that that can translate up to Seattle?
I'm very confident in Brock Purdy. Just, you know, the way that he handles himself, the way he carries himself from the time he got in, you know, you just tell that he's just something different about him. And then going at him, going against him for, you know, what, 14 weeks now, I guess. He just does some stuff that, you know, you don't see other rookies doing, you know. It's the way that he's able to, you know, like I said with Tom Brady a little bit, just the way he's able to manipulate with his eyes a little bit. You know, it's just farther along than what you would expect a rookie to be doing. And I mean, honestly, some of these quarterbacks that have been in the league for a couple years, you know, can't even do that still. So, you know, that was big for us whenever we saw that. But then just the way that how poised he is when he's in the pocket, you know what I mean? And he makes good decisions with the ball, and then he's able to, you know, create things, you know, with his leg, and, you know, be able to, you know, buy more time for the guys to get open. So he's just kind of got that it factor that, you know, I just, you can't really explain, but I mean, he shows it. So I mean, I got all the confidence in the world with the man, and can't wait to see what he can do with the rest of the season.
Wrapping up here with Dre Greenlaw, 95.7 The Game. How much juice came into your locker room when Christian McCaffrey entered it?
Oh, it was huge, man. Just having a guy like that, that's just, he's a superstar in the league and has been for a long time. So, when we found out we was getting Christian, we knew that all the tools and everything that he could bring to the table. And, with what we do on offense, we knew he would be the perfect fit just by going against them. You know, earlier in the year, we could just tell how versatile he was. And it's been a great fit. And we were pumped to have him. We're still pumped that he's here.
Your former teammate, and I believe it's not stretching the truth to say future Hall of Famer Richard Sherman, he said this week that he wants to see you get your first Pro Bowl nod. You certainly have played up to that. What would that mean to you, your family, everyone who's helped guide you in your professional career here, Dre? What would it mean to you to be named to the Pro Bowl?
It would be huge. It's something that, I can never even dreamed of. I've dreamed about playing NFL, but never getting a Pro Bowl, you know what I mean? But that would be, it would be huge and just great motivation for the future as well. I can't even kind of just describe what it would feel like to know that, everything that you work for, to have a chance to be in the Pro Bowl, that would be huge.
Well, I think it's a very deserving nod, and I hope it indeed comes your way. I would bet on it in Las Vegas if I could plunk down such a bet. Here's the thing. I can't nominate you to the Pro Bowl, but what I can do is feed you and your family, thanks to our friends at Harris Ranch Beef. We're going to send you 10 pounds of prime steaks, and you get to choose your cut, Dre. So do you want the ribeyes, the porterhouses, or the New York strip steaks?
Ooh-wee, baby. I appreciate that. I'm going to go with the ribeye, man. Can't beat that.
That is the correct answer. But it's amazing how many guys have gotten that answer correctly. That's where you want to go. Dre, thank you very much for joining us here today. It was a pleasure to talk to you, man. Watching the season that you are personally having, that your team is having, it's been unbelievable watching this defense play. It's remarkable how nasty you guys are. Keep it up. Continued health and success to you. Really appreciate you joining us. Good luck in Seattle.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.